We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, compassionate viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera. Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, channel 41 on Telelunidos, and channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, channel 43 on Pacanú. In Zona 10 Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaré, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hop Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iritanet City, channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. in Daran Ul Province, Channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting.
In Bayanzurf and Han Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV.
In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khinti Province, Channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchung Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a leading Japanese tea company prohibits animal testing for all its products. In peace news, a Tunisian conference highlights the link between education and tolerance. In humanitarian news, a training center for disadvantaged children opens in Olac or Vietnam. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 7th, distinguished German pianist and composer Johannes Brahms was born in Hamburg, Germany in 1833. He is recognized as a master of the Romantic era and one of the 19th century's most prominent composers. Brahms' best-known piece around the world is the Cradle Song, also called Brahms' Lullaby. The great vocal work German Requiem, one of his other creations, brought him international attention. In addition, he wrote four highly lauded symphonies. May the sublime music of the brilliant Johannes Brahms continue to bring joy and upliftment to many.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Peru. In early April, towns in the Ambo province of Peru's central Huánuco region were swept by torrential floods. In the two hardest hit towns alone, nearly 200 houses were destroyed, 60 people lost their lives or went missing, and more than 1,300 were rendered homeless. Parents were in grief after watching the currents take away their children.
Yo más que nada he perdido seis familias que han estado viviendo en el desastre. He encontrado cinco, me falta uno.
Local governments provided some immediate food, tents, and healthcare. Expressing her love and prayers for the Peruvian people, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $3,200 for our nearby association members to go offer assistance to those most in need. This amount could purchase $17,000 in needed supplies if bought in the United States based on Peru's cost of living. Traveling to the flood-stricken Ambo province, our Peruvian Association members delivered drinking water and warm clothes to the victims. In addition, monetary gifts were offered for the most desperate households to be able to obtain further essential items. Around 100 families received Supreme Master Qinghai's aid from afar.
Gracias. Gracias. Le digo a la maestra por donarnos y a todos los que necesitamos. Dios los bendiga. Gracias.
Gracias, maestra Qinghai. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
A nombre de todos los damnificados de la provincia de Ambo, le hacemos el agradecimiento a la maestra Qinghai. Muchísimas gracias.
With appreciation for the assistance of the local governments, we are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive aid to the flood victims. May the Peruvian people quickly recover the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we work to ease such extreme weather events through our greater environmental care.
Volcanic cloud prompts closure of airports in Northern Ireland and Scotland. As Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano began showing renewed activity on Wednesday, May 5th, Britain's Civil Aviation Authority announced a closure of airspace to protect both planes and passengers from the harmful effects of the ash cloud as it made its way over the northern British Isles. More than 300 flights were grounded at airports that included Glasgow, Scotland's busiest for international travel, and Edinburgh, as well as Belfast, Northern Ireland, and Dublin, Ireland.
Just last month in April, the volcano's major eruption had shut down airports across Europe, stranding hundreds of thousands of passengers and costing the industry billions of dollars. Saying that future impact is uncertain, Britain's Civil Aviation Authority head, Andrew Haynes, stated, "Ash is likely to continue to disrupt UK air travel for the foreseeable future. Scientists are tracking the cloud's movements constantly, but its location changes frequently, depending on the strength of eruptions and prevailing winds." Thank you, Chief Haynes, British Civil Aviation Authority personnel, and all those working to safeguard the well-being of travelers. May our actions of greater consideration towards all beings help restore the stability of our Earth.
Tranquility of French Riviera disrupted by rare storm. Just days before the opening of the region's 63rd Cannes Film Festival, high-speed winds and 10-meter-high waves battered France's southern coast. One person was injured and many business structures significantly damaged by waves described as the highest in decades. While the mayors of Nice and Cannes conveyed their gratitude that no lives were lost, they also requested disaster declarations for their cities to expedite federal aid for rebuilding.
Besides the gigantic waves along the Riviera, gusting winds earlier in the week had slowed flights out of Montpellier. While in Carcassonne, Côte d'Azur temperatures fell to freezing levels, causing precipitation to turn to snow.
We appreciate the Honourable Mayor's efforts to swiftly restore the region as we join in thankfulness for the residents' general safety. Our prayers that such conditions ease as we embrace lifestyles that aid the balance of nature.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Samoa and the UK ratify ban on cluster munitions. On May 4th, the United Kingdom became the 32nd nation to ratify the Convention on Cluster Munitions at the United Nations. Just a week earlier, on April 28th, Samoa had also ratified the agreement. As one of the most significant international disarmament treaties, the convention bans the use, production, stockpiling, and transfer of cluster weapons, while obligating participating nations to clear all contaminated land within 10 years and be rid of all stockpiles within 8. Currently, 106 countries have signed the agreement, which is set to become international law on August 1st for the 32 states that have ratified it thus far. Our accolades United Kingdom and Samoa on these significant advancements toward peace. Blessed be such endeavors in hastening the arrival of an arms-free world where shared understanding and respect are the norm among all peoples.
India set to ban leather shoes in schools. The Central Board of School Education and the Council for the Indian School Certificate Examination have accepted a proposal from Vegetarian Parliament member Maneka Gandhi to end a long tradition of black leather shoes by replacing them with white canvas cloth equivalents. Millions of Indian school children may thus be soon free from the apparel that has been identified as expensive, eco-hazardous, and unhealthy for children.
In fact, according to the organization People for the Animals, which has also been campaigning in favor of the ban, the widespread use of these shoes to date has made schoolchildren the largest consumers of leather products in the nation. Besides involving cruelty to animals and health threats to tannery workers, Parliament member Gandhi stated, "Leather shoes are really bad for our children as they are destroying their feet." In the southern Indian city of Chennai, 28 schools have already discarded leather in favor of canvas since the campaign began.
Kudos, Parliament member Gandhi and People for the Animals, for your tireless work for the betterment of children, animals, and the environment. We look forward to the day when all young persons are able to run and walk comfortably in eco-friendly and compassionate footwear.
New Loving Hut opens in Fresno, California, USA. Located near California's premier community college, historic Fresno City College, this new restaurant is part of the International Loving Hut franchise, encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer nutritious and reasonably priced dishes to the growing numbers of individuals interested in a healthier, cruelty-free diet.
Welcome to Fresno's Loving Hut grand opening.
When I found out that this was going to be opening up vegan, I told my wife, let's go down and find out what's going on.
We will be here a lot.
In a spacious dining area, Loving Hut Fresno serves a variety of flavorful Eastern and Western style plant-based dishes.
What do you think of the food so far?
Oh, it's really good. It tastes awesome.
It's very tasty. And I love vegetarian food. I just happened on the place. So it's really a godsend to end up here.
Oh, está muy riquísima, eh? Todos los platillos están muy ricos.
On the special grand opening day, customers received complimentary copies of vegan author Dr. Will Tuttle's bestseller, The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony.
I'm very excited to read it because I do know that when you change your diet, you not only change your health, you can also change your behavior.
Congratulations, Loving Hut Fresno. Our thanks as well to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate dedication to a joyful earth supported by plant-based fare. May we all quicken the reality of a peace-filled planet through the vegan diet of kindness.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
President of Nigeria remembered. Following a period of illness, Nigerian President Umaru Musa Yar'Adua passed away on Wednesday, May 5th at the Presidential Palace.
Elected to office in 2007, the president's devotion to his homeland was reflected in notable improvements, such as the emerging stability of the Niger Delta, which came largely in response to his offers of amnesty and diplomatic negotiation. International leaders like U.S. President Barack Obama paid tribute, saying he was committed to creating lasting peace and prosperity within Nigeria's own borders, and continuing that work will be an important part of honoring his legacy. While newly appointed Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan said, "Nigeria has lost the jewel on its crown, and even the heavens mourn with our nation tonight." We join in conveying our sincere condolences to the family, friends and fellow citizens of President Umaru Musa Yar'Adua. May his soul rest peacefully in Allah's boundless comfort and grace.
Save our planet. Singaporean minister mentor urges governments to avert climate disaster. During the Inter-Pacific Bar Association Conference on Climate Change and Legal Issues, His Excellency Lee Kuan Yew, current minister mentor and first prime minister of Singapore, spoke at a special question and answer session. Addressing 1,000 delegates at the International Law Conference, Minister Mentor Lee, who was recently recognized as one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2010, urged greater political commitment in preventing global warming's intolerable future impacts.
Climate change is not a subject for entertainment. It's happening, it's real. You see Australia getting drier, but the north getting wetter. And you've got 1.3 billion Chinese on the move as the river basins can no longer support these people. I think you can envisage the pandemonium that will spread throughout the world.
While noting that the December 2009 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, helped bring focus to the urgent issues, he emphasized that government leaders must exercise courage in implementing earth-cooling initiatives.
So the idea of taking tough action now, as against putting it off to a future generation.
We respectfully thank Your Excellency Minister Mentor Lee and conference participants for these urgent calls to planet-saving leadership. May governments and individuals worldwide bravely set the necessary priorities at all costs for our children's survival.
In a speech addressing government magistrates and judges of Mexico City, Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai also reminded of the need for heroic actions from world leaders to halt climate change.
At this most urgent time for the planet, I beseech your honorable graces to please help your country and our world spare lives from the impending global warming calamity. If you don't, there will be too massive a catastrophe, too immense a suffering upon people, families, the children, that our conscience might never be able to bear it. We eliminate most of the human-made greenhouse gases by simply adopting the animal-free, the vegan organic lifestyle. This also leads to considerable financial saving for world governments. We cannot wait for the sustainable energy and green technology to be available and used by everyone. It would be too late. We must become vegan to save our planet.
Save Our Planet. Best-selling U.S. vegetarian author and host of online Veg TV, Marie Osser, recommends easy transition steps toward being veg for the planet, such as joining Meatless Mondays, creating recipes with ingredients to replace meat, and trying the animal-free diet for 30 days to experience its benefits firsthand.
Save Our Planet. The German government teams with some of the country's largest automakers and energy companies to work toward significantly increasing the number of electric vehicles nationwide.
Save Our Planet. Unseasonable May cold strikes Spain, with 27 provinces placed on alert for wind, rain, snow, and high seas that cause road closures, power outages, railway delays, and necessitate snow chains in some locations.
Save Our Planet. Chinese manufacturer BYD Inc., which produces sustainable technologies such as solar panels and all-electric cars, announces plans to open a branch in Los Angeles, USA, which will also create new jobs.
Warning news. New Zealand's Labour Department is investigating a high number of incidents at a meatpacking plant involving at least 12 people over 18 months losing their fingers to amputation through work-related injuries, suggesting a long-running disregard for the health and safety of employees.
Hi, I'm Milo the manatee, and my diet is completely animal-free. For a tip on saving money, I would like to tell you about how to get more from the makeup you purchase. Even though your tube of lipstick may seem empty, there is usually some left at the bottom. You can reach it with a small lipstick brush, and you'll get many more uses. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In animal welfare news, the world's leading maker of green tea prohibits animal testing. Ito-en of Japan is now banning any tests on animals for all their beverage and food products. Mr. Ikuo Sato, spokesperson for Ito-en, said, "We believe protecting animals is a global trend." The decision came after 2 years of discussion with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. Our heartfelt gratitude, Ito-en, for your caring decision on behalf of our gentle animal friends. Also, many thanks, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for your deep commitment to protecting our fellow beings. May we soon enter a glorious era in which all precious lives are respected and treasured.
In Peace News, a Tunisian conference presents the important role of teachers in promoting tolerance. Speakers at the Youth and Education Dialogue for Peace and Partnership in the World meeting advised educators to encourage students in getting to know and appreciate a variety of cultures. The gathering was jointly led by the Tunisian Organization for Education and Family and the Educators Forum. Participants were from Tunisia and the Mediterranean community and included both experts in the field and students. Our earnest thankfulness, Tunisian Organization for Education and the Family, the Educators Forum, and all individuals involved, for your efforts towards greater harmony and understanding. May the wonder of each unique heritage be enjoyed by all. Up next on Noteworthy News, a new training center for disadvantaged children opens in Olac or Vietnam. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for our life-giving world. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more hopeful news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exciting news for a lively world. In humanitarian news, a training center for disadvantaged children opens in Olac or Vietnam. The organization based in Hanoi, No One Teach One or KOTO, has initiated the KOTO Saigon Training Center. The nonprofit, which has been operating for 11 years, accepts 25 to 30 underprivileged young people between the ages of 16 and 22 twice a year. They are given training for 2 years in subjects such as English and preparation to enter the hospitality industry. During this time, they are provided with shelter, food, healthcare, and monthly allowances. Our sincere appreciation, No One Teach One, and heaven bless your caring program. May all the radiant young people of Olac have many bright days ahead on a vibrant and sustainable planet.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Twi, a language spoken in Ghana, entitled Mummy's Breakfast.
Anopa bi na obabereme bibisa ne papa se ade na oya no padua ne ama mommy onti apo ana debi mido obuai ene ye nanum da ene oba ne se oh ene se debi aka bia ye janum da
And now for our viewers hotline on actress Emily Deschanel, vegan and animal lover on Vegetarian Elite.
I've been a vegetarian for the last month or so, and I'm loving it. The foods are amazing, and it has opened my eyes to so many other choices when it comes to foods. Emily is my idol, Jeswa from Australia.
Amiable Jeswa, it's wonderful to hear your good news. The beautiful Emily Deschanel is certainly a vegan hero. Her love of our animal cohabitants and clearly expressed reasons for adopting the plant-based diet are truly moving. Please help share the good news of the earth-saving vegan diet with as many individuals as you can. With divine grace to you and your nature-loving Australian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be ever more blessed with peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
United States Naval Hospital ship USNS Mercy embarks on a humanitarian mission to several Southeast Asian nations, including Orlac or Vietnam, where medical personnel will offer free checkups and care for the less fortunate.
Chinese President Hu Jintao and visiting President Kurbanguly Berdimuhamedov of Turkmenistan met in Shanghai, where they discuss increasing their country's amicable cooperation in areas such as education, culture, science, technology, and sports.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI celebrates Mass in the Italian city of Turin, where the Turin Shroud, believed by many to be the cloth in which Jesus Christ was buried, is on public display for the first time in a decade.
A Washington, USA 5-kilometer benefit run and walk called Free Them, sponsored by the Seattle-based Christian organization World Concern, raises $80,000 to protect vulnerable children around the globe.
The UN World Health Organization, or WHO, launches a new website with pictures and a database of approved snake poison antidotes designed to bring timely help and save the lives of some 100,000 people each year.
American rock musician and meat-free advocate Joanne Jett assists People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, in distributing free vegetarian starter kits to the people of New York City, USA.
The International Federation of Association Football, or FIFA, Iran's Football Federation, and the Iranian National Olympic Committee agreed to allow the Iranian girls team to participate in the upcoming Youth Olympic Games, wearing caps as head cover.
The U.S. Agency for International Development donates $4.7 million to renovate a Yemeni hospital and improve the country's food supply through water and other agricultural projects.
The Australian Animal Welfare Groups, Tasmanian Conservation Trust, Wildlife Tasmania, and Against Animal Cruelty Tasmania join in urging the state government to ban the cruel and unethical practice of quail shooting.
Vatican Chief Astronomer Father Jose Gabriel Funes affirms that his job brings him closer to God, as it is a faith in the divine that assures him of answers to be found in the laws that govern an orderly universe.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.